Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. We are continuing to investigate the propaganda presented by Ilhan Omar in her speech to CARE in Los Angeles, California, whom in our last broadcast told us,
many of us have witnessed bombings of mosques. Many of us have seen mosques set on fire. Many people a few years ago watched in horror as gunmen showed up to Irving, Texas at a mosque threatening Muslims.
But we discovered in our last broadcast that this was simply a bunch of lies given by Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Because, yes, there were mosques burned and bombed, but this took place in the Middle East by other Muslims, not by the American Christians. And today, as I promised you from our last broadcast, we'll look at, according to Representative Ilhan Omar, why Americans are persecuting the Muslims of America. And don't get shocked, because that is the continuation of the lies of Ilhan Omar and the rest of the liberals of America. As she stated,
but the reason I think that many of us knew that this was going to get worse is that we finally have a leader, a world leader, in the White House who publicly says Islam hates us, who fuels hate against Muslims, who think it is okay to speak about a faith and a whole community in a way that is dehumanizing, vilifying, and doesn't understand, or at least makes us want to think that he doesn't understand the consequences that his words might have. Some people, like me, know that he understands the consequences. He knows that there are people that he can influence to threaten our lives, to diminish our presence. But what we know, and what Islam teaches us, and what I always say, is that love trumps hate.
Now, from this portion of her speech, we know that she is teaching her audience three very important facts. Fact number one, that now in America, we have a leader, and that leader is in the White House. His name is Donald Trump, in case you did not know whom she is talking about. Now, she is accusing Mr. Trump to be the man who is teaching lies. He is teaching that Islam hates us here, the Americans. And he's doing that to fuel hate against Muslims. Wow. I wonder if Ilhan Omar has any objection for the statement of Mr. Trump that Islam hates us. Because if I would repeat all what I have shared with you the last 28 years since I moved to America, will not be enough to educate her about the fact that there is no love in Islam, and all what we get out of the Quran is Allah and Muhammad and his angels, and the Muslim believers hate all infidels. You know what's so amazing about Ilhan Omar and all the Muslims of America? They can openly look at your eyes with a bold face, and they will tell you that we love you. We believe in Jesus and Moses. We believe in Buddha and whatever cow you're worshipping. Obviously, those who came from India, they love everybody. But I'm sorry, Ilhan Omar, if you take hate out of Islam, there is nothing left in Islam. If you take blood out of the Quran, there is nothing left in Islam. As a matter of fact, Islam came to exist by hate, and it will continue to exist by hate. Yes, indeed, my dear friends. A simple reading of the Quran, where we learn about the 79 verses where Allah orders the Muslim believers to engage in war with infidels. Do you know why? Because they love infidels. No, because they hate infidels. And the 26 other verses where Allah orders the Muslim believers to perform jihad. jihad against the infidels, which is unholy war. And you know why? Because he loves infidels. No. Not because he loves them, but because they hate them. And on with the rest of the verses of the Quran and the saying of Muhammad, which any person with any logic, you don't have to have a high school diploma. If you just can understand English and somebody read to you all these verses in the Quran and all the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, which, by the way, we put in a small booklet. It's called The Violent Truths About Islam. It's all in black and white, my friends. Just simply read the Quran and read about the teaching of Muhammad. You will know that Mr. Trump just told us a title for a true, sad, long history of Islam. Yes, Muslims hate us because Allah said so. You know that very well, Representative Ilhan Omar, and so do all the people whom you speak to or speak on behalf of in America. The Muslim world hates all non-Muslims. As a matter of fact, the Muslims hate Muslims. This is a real fact. There are more Muslims killed by the hand of the Muslims than any infidels ever killed any Muslims in the last 1400 years. And I'm not going to waste my time or your time to read all these verses and the saying of Muhammad. Once again, just get to the Quran and the saying of Muhammad and you will learn a lot. Or just simply get this small booklet from our ministry. Once again, it is The Violent Truths About Islam. It's available for anyone to get. Now, the second fact we learned from Representative Ilhan Omar, that she knows that Mr. Trump is doing that because he knows that he can influence other people to threaten the lives and diminish the presence of the Muslims in America. Wow. If that's the case, that means Mr. Trump is the most ridiculous leader we ever have in this country. He's been in the White House for 3 years, and as we said in our last broadcast, not one mosque has been bombed in America, and not one mosque was burned to the ground in America, and not one Muslim leader was killed in America. I mean, for heaven's sake, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of ISIS, killed few hundred thousands of Christians, Yazidis, and even Muslims. But Mr. Trump, the president of the United States of America, for long 3 years, was not able to kill one Muslim in America? Man, what a weak president we have. You see, the problem is Representative Ilhan Omar is building her speech on previous lies. In our last broadcast, she told us that plenty of mosques has been bombed, mosques has been burned down, and Muslims have been threatened in America. And who's doing that? Mr. Trump, because he knows he can influence people to do that. But we discovered that none of that is true, which means Mr. Trump has done nothing yet to upset Ilhan Omar and the Muslims of America. But here is the third fact which Representative Ilhan Omar wants us all to learn, which is it is the opposite of the message which Mr. Trump is trying to teach the American people. And that is, listen carefully, my dear friends. Islam teaches us, and what I always say is, love trumps hate. Wow. Wow, Representative Ilhan Omar. Wow, oh members of CARE. Why can't you debate me on that? Because if you can show me one verse from the Quran from which we learn that Islam teaches that love trumps hate, I will become a Muslim. I'm not kidding you, ladies and gentlemen. All those who listen to me for all these years, you're going to lose your Usama Dakdok. I'll be the best Imam Muslim will ever have if some Muslim can show me that Islam teaches that love trumps hate. So I'm waiting, Representative Ilhan Omar. I'm waiting, oh Muslim of America, for somebody to debate me on the topic to see where in the world can we learn from the Quran or from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith that Muslims ought to love to get rid of hate. Because that thing does not exist anywhere in Islam. I believe Representative Ilhan Omar was reading that verse, and it is a right verse, but she actually held in her hand the Bible, not the Quran. Love never exists in the Quran. But in the Bible, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we learn that without love, we are nothing. Yes, indeed, the chapter of love. Go and read it, my friends. 1 Corinthians 13, love is everything. And without love, we are nothing. And the Apostle Paul ended that great passage in the scripture by telling us love never fails. This is the Bible, Representative Ilhan Omar, not your Quran. Love never exists in the Quran.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Well, let's move on with a little bit more lies of Representative Ilhan Omar, who stated the following.
Every time we feel threatened, we show up with love, and others stand with us in solidarity. We've seen that with the Muslim ban, a very hateful policy that has now been fully implemented, one that is going to leave a stain in our nation's history. When the ban was first announced, Muslims across this country rushed out to stand against it. And everyone else in all of our communities showed up alongside us.
You know what's so amazing? When I listen to Representative Ilhan Omar saying these things, and I hear the same material from Professor Todd Green, I know for a fact that we are in deep trouble in this country. She actually teaching lies and mixing with truths. Yes, the first lie she said here is this. Every time they feel threatened, wait a minute, when have you been threatened in America? You're a Muslim congresswoman for the 5th District of Minnesota. How in the world you tell me you're threatened? I believe if you lived a day in Egypt as a Christian, you know what it is to be threatened. Because when we leave our home in Egypt to go to work, we have zero guarantee to come back home. Because guess what? Christian ladies in Egypt get kidnapped. When is the last time you heard of a Muslim woman got kidnapped in America? Even after September 11? It's been almost 20 years and not one Muslim lady got kidnapped in America. So where is the threat for you as a Muslim female? You will be feeling that threat if you are right now in your own home country, Somalia, not in America. As a matter of fact, every Muslim female in America are safer in America than any Muslim female living in the Muslim world. I hope you understand what I'm saying here, my friends. Muslims in America are more safe than anywhere else in the Muslim world. The Muslims of the world are safer in Israel or within the borders of the United States of America than being in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt or in Somalia or name the Muslim country. See, this is what boiled my blood in me, that these people can lie to grab sympathy from the Democrats, the useful idiots of America, because they know they can get away with these lies and nobody can expose it. No, my friends, no Muslim have ever been threatened in America. And no Muslim ever show love when they are threatened in America, because they don't have love. They don't know love. So I wish Representative Omar tell me where and when this happened, because this is just empty hogwash talk. That is the first important lie she is putting in her speech. The second, the Muslim ban, which is the best thing Mr. Donald Trump ever did. As a matter of fact, she's talking about the first six Muslim countries, which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama himself suggested we should never have Muslims to come to us from these countries. But when you talk to a Muslim jihadi, he would be upset about stopping the rest of the Muslim jihadi of coming to America. And that's exactly what Mr. Trump is doing. The day will come, trust me, America, and the American people will say that Mr. Trump did the best thing in his years of serving in the White House, which is the ban of Muslims from coming to America. And here are the six Muslim countries: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen, and Chad. And now we know for sure why Representative Ilhan Omar is so mad at Mr. Trump. because now the rest of Al-Shabaab Somali, the Muslim jihadi of Somalia, will not be able to come to America that easy. My dear friends, do you know what is this ban is about? It's about these six countries where Muslims were coming to America without any ID, and we did not have any clue who they are. Because these countries are so corrupt that people do not have any paperwork to prove to us who they are. That's why Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said we should not have Muslims from these countries. My dear friends, if you don't have a birth certificate, if you don't have a picture ID, if you don't have any paper to tell us who you are, how in the world do you expect us to vet you? Think about Representative Ilhan Omar herself. Is she really Ilhan Omar? Of course not, because as we told you in our last broadcast, she is not Ilhan Omar, but she is Ilhan Noor Saeed Elmi. So what do we learn from that, my dear friends? We learn that Muslims should never come from Somalia. Muslims should never come from Libya. Muslims should never come from Iran. I mean, there are plenty of Muslim countries in the world where Muslims come into America and they're not who they say they are, simply because these countries are very corrupt. And these Muslims can come to America with any name they wish. That's how the Muslim Al-Shabaab Jihadi of Somalia were able to come to America in the last few years, because they can come up with any other name. And if you investigate their new names, you find them out to be nice people. But in reality, they're Muslim Jihadi. So once again, I'm glad that Mr. Trump made this ban. And I hope and I pray that they will come and we will stop the Muslims from coming to America from any part of the world. Because if you are a Muslim believing in the Quran to be Allah's words, believing in Muhammad to be the final prophet, that means you are a terrorist. You are a jihadi. You are a wicked and an evil man. I know, not every Muslim in America believes in Islam, but how do we know that all of them will not have true conversion in the near future, and they will all practice the hate which Allah taught them in the Quran towards all the infidels of the world? My friends, we have a problem in America, and I hope and I pray that you will never get tired from hearing that wonderful fact from the Word of God, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's exactly how Muslims will destroy America, because simply we, the American people, know nothing about Islam and know nothing about the Muslims, and our politicians are telling us the opposite of what Islam is all about. And the Muslim in America, like Ilhan Omar, will tell the liberals exactly like the lies we're hearing right now in her speech. So someday we're going to have plenty of Ilhan Omars in the Congress and in the Senate and in the governor's positions. And someday Muslims will take over America. And trust me, when that day comes, America will be no more. And when that day comes, we'll beg God for another conservative leader, for another true hero, as I believe Mr. Trump is a hero to me, who did what is right for America concerning the Muslims and Islam. Once again, Mr. Trump did not lie when he told us that Islam hates us. Just simply go back to the Quran and read. See what Allah asks the Muslims to do to you, your children, and your grandchildren, especially when they will have the upper hand in America. Go back to the saying of Muhammad and the teachings of Muhammad and the sunnah of Muhammad, what Muhammad did to the Jews and the Christians of his days, and what Muhammad orders the Muslim believers to do to the future of the Jews and the Christians whom they will be meeting in this world. You will learn that Islam is the most savage cult. It is the most hateful cult. And that's why we must ban the coming of Muslims to America in whatever visa they are doing. Trust me, my friends, if the fathers of this country have read the Quran when they wrote the Constitution, have they learned the truth about Muhammad and Allah, they would have put it in bold statement in our Constitution that Muslims must be banned from being in America. Muslims must be banned from coming through our borders. But sadly, because they did not know it then, as many of the liberals do not know it today, we're giving our beautiful country by our own hands, by our own ignorance, to our great enemy. And that's how America would be destroyed from within. This is not just a suggestion or a guess for how America will be destroyed, but that's exactly how America will be destroyed. The day is coming, and the liberals will take over the White House, and the Muslims will take over the Liberal Party, the Democrats, and Muslims will take over America, and America will be no more. Yes, indeed, as we hear it today, some of those who are running for the liberals, they don't want to have borders for America. They just want the Muslims to come to America. And they will remove that ban, which Representative Ilhan Omar is upset about, which means Muslims will be coming to America, not in the hundreds of thousands, but in the millions. And when that day comes, trust me, it will not take a long time at all. America will be destroyed from within. Well, let us listen to one more piece of propaganda from Representative Omar.
We also know that when this last shooting happened, even though leaders, non-Muslim leaders, said people should not go to Jummah prayers, people should not show up at their mosques, we knew that the only way we will continue is for all of us to show up. And even if you were not planning on going to Jummah prayer, that Friday you were going to Jummah prayer. And we knew that others within our communities will also show up, because that is how it works. Once you are willing to stand up for yourself, once you recognize what your rights are, what you should be entitled to, then others will show up for you.
Jummah prayer is a Friday prayer. That is what Muslims do, like we go to church on Sundays. The leaders of the world told the Muslims, do not go to the mosque and pray on Friday. I never heard that before. But Representative Omar is trying to tell us here that Muslims are not afraid of you. But wait a minute, we never threaten you. We never hurt you or any Muslims in the West. So why are you saying that? Once again, to get your sympathy, to gain your compassion, to let you know they are victims of the Americans. Something never happened in the past, and I don't think will ever happen in the future. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.